Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutari, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, a couple weeks ago at Ferris, you know, after the game was over, you get on the bus and you're asking, have we ever swept here? It's really, really, really difficult to do. I think you've done it once. What is it about, you know, you went on Friday night on the road anywhere, but much less there, and boy, you just get so darn greedy.
Well, you do get greedy, but then there's just the biggest thing is I don't know if it's the greediness of the team that wins. It's the desperation of the team that loses. And it's just like it's amazing. And I was talking to Adam Brady the other day. Probably actually not the other day, right before Christmas. But like he goes, we were just talking about old times, and he goes, like, you don't realize like how tough it was in college hockey to win two games in a row. Like, you know, to sweep somebody when you play the same team. And, you know, Braves is so right. And I know it's hard for people to understand it, but it's so hard. And when you do it, it's just like you know, it's not like you hit the lottery, but you won like a $1,000 jackpot or something like that, because it's not an easy task.
I don't remember the exact stats, but somewhere along the lines of you're winning about at a 80% clip when you score first, and you're losing at an 80% clip when you don't score first. It's always been that way, but is it getting more that way? Just how good teams, how well teams defend, and how hard it is to score?
I don't know if it's any different than it used to be, Schultz. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, though, is when you do score first, you're playing with a little bit of you're playing with a little cushion, you're playing with a little bit of the kind of like that monkey's off your back a little bit. Then if you get the next one, you just feel so much better about yourself. But I don't know, Schultz. Yeah, I don't have all the analytics. I've been doing this a long time, and to me, nothing's ever changed. You feel good when you score first. You know you got to play catch-up hockey when you don't. Has it gotten easier, tougher, or the same? I don't know. The bottom line is I bet you the statistics are pretty similar. If you really wanted to look through, wanted to look through the years, I bet you they're pretty similar.
It just seemed like that game two in Ferris, you were just chasing them the whole game. You could never get that tying goal, and if you did, it just kind of felt like that script would flip a little.
Well, again, I'm going to say it. They didn't beat us. We beat ourselves, and you can't beat yourself. And we've done that, you know, we did that against Ferris. We've done it a few times this year, and that's the biggest thing is you can't give up a goal 30 seconds in and then another one a minute later and think you're going to climb out of that hole. You can, but holy moly, it gets tough.
You said something to your team before that Saturday game at Ferris during video that kind of struck a chord with me. You said, after tonight, we have two more games this month. We can get healthy.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I knew that was the schedule. I knew it was play Ferris, bye week, play Tech, bye week. But you go, after tonight, we've got two left. That was on January 4th. The schedule's goofy, but it can, as decimated as you are with injuries, it can be beneficial for you this year, can it?
Well, it is beneficial. I mean, the bottom line is it is. And did I like moving that Bowling Green series from supposedly, you know, from last weekend to December? The answer is, but, you know, obviously the season starts. I'm going, gosh, I wish we had a game in January. The fans wanted a game in January. And I'm going, you know, I wish we didn't have to move it, but there was a wrestling tournament, so we had to move it, whatever. But now I'm glad we moved it because of, the things that you can't predict, which is injuries.
You starting to get any guys close to coming back?
Judge is probably a couple, two, three weeks away. Same as with Lufty. Casper and Eric are obviously back from the World Juniors. Liam's probably going to be back, too, in a couple weeks. We're slowly but surely going to come back. But, you know, Yuri's back now. I mean, he was host Saturday night against Ferris State, but he's back, which is good, and yeah, we're getting those guys back from the World Juniors helps our numbers too. We're chipping away.
North Coast Territory. When we come back, our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutari. Tom, you look at Michigan Tech; they were preseason pick of the league. I've had a little up and down start, but they didn't look like they were all that far away. Now they get Swankler in the second half of the year. And then they go and get swept. It's further proof that this league in particular this year, you never quite know what you're getting, do you?
No, there's so much parity in our league, and that's what's hard. Every team's got something a little different. You know, Tech has this. You know, St. Thomas has that. Northern's got this. Lake Superior's got that. We got this. You know, Ferris has that. You know, Bowling Green has this. You know, everybody. Everybody has something. And and that's part of their identity or part of how they play or part of their strengths. And it's just a crapshoot this year, Schulze. I've never, like I said it before the year, and it's playing out that way. I've never been in a league where you don't know what's going to happen game to game. And I knew that before the season. And it was hard to predict what teams are going to, where they're going to finish. And it still is.
What part of Tech's game concerns you the most, or are you most aware of, that maybe hasn't resulted in wins for them?
Well, I think they're deep up front. They might have they probably got the deepest forward group in our league, especially now that they've added Swankler. And I think they're on the cusp of, you know, being able to get three goals a game. They're not doing it right now, but they have that ability of getting three goals a game any given night.
One of, I think, your best performances in this building was that playoff semifinal a couple of years back. You just dictated play from the drop of the puck, and the game was yours for 60 straight minutes. How hard is it to replicate that in this building year in, year out?
No, we'll find out. I mean, the guys, we had a good week of practice, and we'll see. I mean, there was moments, too, that game it got dicey, too. There was moments that game got dicey. Then we made some plays in the third. But you got to remember that game, too. They were already in the NCAA tournament. So those guys weren't playing with the edge that you probably should, even though a game's a game. But there's something for the human psyche when you know that you're already in the tournament, too. And we were playing for our lives, and they weren't.
You mentioned in the first part of this interview, you get Eric Polkamp and Casper Magnuson back from the World Juniors. Just their experience there playing against the best players in the world, you know, at their age group. What can that do for their game the second half? Have you noticed anything out of them that, just playing against that kind of competition, that it's already starting to show some benefits?
Not really, Schulze. I mean, I'd like to sit there, because I remember that was a 2.5-week tournament. So, I mean, I think it absolutely benefits them. But, again, it's just there's really, I mean, there's no sample size. We haven't played a game with them yet. So I can't, what can I tell you? We've done this, and we practice last week was, pretty relaxed. So to be honest with you, Schulze, it's an impossible question to ask. I mean, you'd have to ask those guys that more than anything else. But I could probably tell you more in the next month, because that'll, the next month the games give